Message number 898. Your life is but just a fleeting moment in your entire lifetime. You are in exile. Tuesday, September 3, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my greatest desire to call out to people all over the world who have cut me out of their lives to come back to me. Many souls led by the idea that God may not in fact exist have decided to forget about me, their beloved Jesus. I fret for these poor confused people because I love them dearly and miss their company. If you have wandered away from me and find it difficult to reconcile your view of a modern fast-paced world with a simple belief in me, Jesus Christ, then let me help you to understand. You are separated from me because of sin. When sin blights your soul, a darkness descends upon it, and this makes it difficult to accept the light of God. When this happens, your heart becomes hardened. And then your intellect becomes involved, and this is when you will mistakenly believe that God could not exist because logic dictates that he can't. Your life is but just a fleeting moment in your entire lifetime. You are in exile. The truth lies in the future, when you will finally come home to God in your natural state. I understand how hard it is for man to remain close to me as he faces so many distractions, temptations, and darkness on earth. When you feel you cannot feel my presence or my love, I want you to recite this crusade prayer, 119, to feel the love of Jesus. Jesus, help me, I am so confused. My heart won't open to you. My eyes can't see you. My mind blocks you. My mouth cannot utter words to comfort you. My soul is clouded with darkness. Please take pity on me, a poor sinner. I am helpless without your presence. Fill me with your graces so that I have the courage to reach out to you to beg you for mercy. Help me, your lost disciple who loves you but who no longer feels love stir in my heart to see and accept the truth. Amen. It is not easy to be in union with me. You must persevere until you feel my presence in your soul. Call me and I will run and embrace your poor wretched soul and take you, lead you, and bring you to your eternal salvation. No matter what you have done, you must never be afraid to call to me. I respond to every sinner, no matter who they are. Not one of you is without the stain of sin. I await your call. Your Jesus.